One phrase that echoed loudly amid the din of presidential politics this past year was moral values. Ever since the election, the media has been abuzz with stories and commentaries about the dichotomy between the apparent political clout of moral values voters and a popular culture that seems dominated by sex and violence. NPR's Lynn Neary looked into the paradox and has this report.
Trying to pinpoint exactly who comprises the 22% of the voting public who identified themselves as moral values voters is a little like sticking your hand in a vat of Jell-O. John Green of the University of Akron, an expert on religion and politics, says he thinks of it as a series of concentric circles.
And at the sort of the center circle would be many conservative Christians, especially evangelicals, that are very concerned about sexual matters, and particularly things like abortion and gay marriage. One could move out a little bit farther with a little larger circle, which would include that group, but also people that are concerned about the coarsening of popular culture and so forth. And then there's a much broader group of people that think that morality is a good thing in general.
One thing that is certain, says Green, the moral values voters are a distinct minority. But he says they very much want to change popular culture so it is more in line with their own worldview. And they're very aware that they are fighting an uphill battle in a country where the hottest new primetime TV show, ABC's Desperate Housewives, is full of sexual intrigues and indiscretion.
Where's the rest of my clothes?
I'll find them. Just get out.
Where?
Out the window.
What?
Hi, honey, you're home early.
My meeting got canceled.
Desperate Housewives sits firmly at the top of the Nielsen ratings, along with the CBS hit franchise CSI, which is filled with graphic images of blood and gore. David Poltrak, director of research at CBS, says a survey of viewer lifestyles indicates that about 38% of the audience for network television says religion is very important in their lives. Some of these people, says Poltrak, must be watching these shows.
When a show is on network television and gets the kind of ratings that a CSI or a Desperate Housewives gets, it only gets them because it is popular with everyone. If 37.7% of the population is shying away from a show, you're not going to have a hit show.
And that, says John Green, is merely a reflection of the complex nature of morality. Indeed, says Green, religious conservatives are well aware of the lure of popular culture.
Well, evangelical Protestants and other conservative Christians do have a very sophisticated understanding of human sin. And there are many people in all of these religious communities that understand that they may very well be tempted to do things or to view things or to participate in cultural activities that they actually disagree with. And so oftentimes they like the idea of the government helping them to be good by setting limits and restrictions on the types of activities they might be tempted to participate in.
But George Barna, head of the Christian research organization, the Barna Group, doubts whether there is the will, even among born-again Christians, to work for cultural change.
I think there's a willingness to talk about it. I think there's a willingness to wring hands about it. I'm not sure that there's really a willingness to invest lives in changing that culture.
Barna founded his company in 1984 to help provide Christian ministries with the information and resources they need to bring about a spiritual transformation in this country. Barna says achieving that goal is still a long way off.
A lot of people have looked at the recent elections and said that they think that suddenly there's been this upsurge of interest in and focus upon morality in people's lives. We don't see that at all coming out of our surveys.
2 years ago, the Pew Research Center surveyed values among people who identified themselves along a political spectrum that ranged from conservative Republicans on one end to liberal Democrats on the other. The results showed little difference in attitudes on such cultural touchstones as Britney Spears or reality programs. Neither rated very high in popularity with either conservatives or liberals. But one big difference? 57% of conservative Republicans said they attend Bible study or prayer groups, compared to 28% of liberal Democrats. There's no question, says Pew director Andy Kohut, religious conservatives are a powerful group within the Republican Party, and they can use their clout to put pressure on the areas of popular culture controlled by government agencies like the FCC, mainly broadcast radio and network TV.
There are an awful lot of people in Washington who control the levers of power, who look to this constituency and say they're very important to our party, they're very important to me, and they reflect an important element in public opinion.
But even with their political clout, says Kohut, religious conservatives can achieve only limited success in any effort to drive popular taste.
Because in the end, Hollywood and cable channels and book publishers have their own measure of public opinion, and that's sales, and that comes in very directly. And unless there's some really egregious violation of public taste, they're going to keep doing what makes them money.
But some things are hard to measure. And John Green says it's those intangibles that may ultimately determine whether a small group of dedicated people actually could impose their values on the larger culture.
At the end of the day, people's moral values are probably more important to them and the things that they care about, such as their families and their children, than fairly transitory things such as entertainment. So it is possible that, at least in some respects, that morality might triumph over the marketplace.
So far, even with the pressure broadcast TV is feeling as the FCC imposes more fines for indecency, CBS researcher David Poltrak says the networks are getting a very different message from the public. They want more, not fewer programs like Desperate Housewives and CSI. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.